Deep-fried old-fashioned or pinho pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pinho pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Despite claims from Donald Trump's legal team, former Vice President Mike Pence told Face the Nation today there were no signs of election fraud and no need to stop the transfer of power after Trump lost the 2020 election.
At the end of the day, the president continued to hold to that view, but I knew what my duty was. And as I said, by God's grace, we did our duty on that fateful day.
Record floods are not expected to get worse in Alaska. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Park.
We're not seeing any massive rain floods right now in the future for the response.
A glacial outburst caused the rising waters, destroying at least one home there. And the U.S.'s shot at a third World Cup title is over. CBS's Nancy Chen says they were eliminated today by Sweden.
After the loss, First Lady Jill Biden tweeted at the team, "You made this sport matter. Always remember that you encourage women and girls everywhere to show up and fight for their dreams."
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Got this in pocket. Gunpowder. I'm gonna use it. Intention. Motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, detour leaning. No reason, just seems so pleasing. Gonna make you, make you, make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sidestep.
Special.
So special. I got help, some of your attention.
1057 CFW. CFW.
Thank you. Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Yo, all you homebrews out in Bronx, this one's for you.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
volume, dance. When the drum beats go like this. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott. This is 105.7 CFW.
See you. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy skies, slight chance of a shower tonight. Lows around 62, mostly sunny with a high near 84 on your Monday. For Monday night, becoming clear with a low around 59. Tuesday, sunny, mid-80s. Wednesday, chance of showers and storms. Highs around 83.
It's 73 at our studios.
CFW.
CFW.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay yours, bitch, babe. The scars
as much a part of summer as... excuse me one minute.
Hey, no running by the pool, kids.
Sorry. As much a part of summer's long days by the pool. Don't forget your radio. 105.7 CFW.
I know it's getting worse. 1057 CFW.
Para bailar la bamba, para bailar la bamba, te necesito una poca de gracia, una poca de gracia para mi partida. Y arriba, y arriba, ay, arriba, y arriba, por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Five seven CFW.
No, I wish that I had Jersey girl.
Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
The
heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you'd found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
This is 105.7 CFW.
I don't play the same games you play.
The Valley's Got Oldies stations.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
It's got stations for your kids. Well, we thought it was time for a fun station. Chock full of the music that you grew up with and fun. That's us. Welcome to the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
CBS News Brief. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he has no plans to testify against former President Trump following his latest indictment over efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But Trump's attorney, John Laurel, tells Face the Nation he'd welcome it.
The ultimate request was to allow the states time to audit and recertify. Ultimately, Vice President Pence disagreed with that. And following that, there was a transition.